Okay. The word fellowship is very, very important. Probably the people in the world, they might understand this word fellowship in a different way. Okay? This fellowship word in the Bible is quite different. Okay? It's not just a social gathering. It's not just having lunch or dinner with somebody and just chit-chat, you know, chit-chat. Hey, how are you? Fine, thank you. And you? I'm good. How about you? just chit-chat. This is not fellowship. Okay? The word fellowship in the Bible is much more than that. So we're going to talk about what fellowship is all about and how to have fellowship. Perhaps how to have fellowship of the body of Christ. Because this is the reason, perhaps, why God became man and man, right? God-man, Jesus, lived and he died on the cross and he rose again and he became a life-giving spirit. So that we, the saints, can have fellowship. You see? Without Jesus going through as a process trying God, without going through that process, you know, incarnation, human living, cross, crucifixion, and resurrection, and the life-giving spirit, it is impossible for us to have fellowship. Okay? So, this fellowship of the body of Christ is very special, and it's privileged. Not everyone can have fellowship. Just because someone stepped into the meeting hall here and worship, that doesn't mean he's in the fellowship. This fellowship is much deeper, okay? So we're going to talk about fellowship of the body of Christ. Okay, let me ask this question now, okay? Are you a church, or are we? We should use it. Are we a church or a sect? Okay? Yeah. Are we? Ask the person next to you. Are we a church or sect? Okay. Well, church, what's the difference here? Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, not every church is so-called church. Right? Is a church. How about that? Isn't that surprising to you? Not every church, so-called church, is not necessarily a church, but it could be a sect. So what is the difference here? Let's read that together. Begin. A church is one that remains in the body. A sect is a group of believers who divide themselves from the body. So if you are in the body, you're a church. If you are away, divided from the body, you are sect. Now, if you are a believer, you could be a believer. Right? You could be a Christian. And you love Jesus. And you believe the Bible. But you can still be a sect. Isn't that amazing? That's a warning to us, right? Okay. It's like an arm remains in the body. Then it's a part of the living body. If this arm here remains in the body, right? My name is Paul, right? Is my left arm remain in the body or separate from the body? Remain or separated? Aaron. Huh? Is your arm remain or separated? Remain, right? So if you remain in the body, that's church. If you are away from the body, separated, that's a sect. Okay? So if it's cut off and separated from the body, it becomes a dead thing. Right, isn't it? If this arm cut off, and then separated, it would die. Isn't it? There will be no life. Because this arm is attached to the body, the blood circulates, and it's a living thing. It's a living body. So we must be attached to the body. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
We must attach to the body. If you detach yourself from the body, you're going to die. You're going to die. Okay? Okay. If you are healthy, that means your blood circulation is very good. It's working very good. So circulation of the blood is the body, right? So if your blood circulates very well, without any obstacles, and it's flowing very well, and the blood carries the vitamins, right? Carries, and then it produces, and it provides. It provides the vitamins throughout your body. So wherever the blood flows, there's a good health, there's a life. If the blood clots in certain part of your body, there's going to be sickness and disease. All right? If you check your blood, if you go to see a doctor and you check your blood, they can testify, they can check whether your blood is healthy or unhealthy. The healthy blood cells actually moves freely. They move freely. You can see in a microscope. But if the blood is not healthy, it does not move. Did you notice that? So if your blood is healthy, then it moves around freely. Look, so blood is very important in your body. Likewise, there's a circulation of the Spirit. If you want to have the fellowship of the body of Christ, circulation of the Spirit is mandatory and is a must. It's very, very important. It doesn't matter how many people got together here. It could be 1,000 and 10,000 people. And yet, if there is no circulation, lack of circulation of the Spirit, it's not the body. It's a lack of circulation of the Spirit, right? Therefore, there's a lack of fellowship of the body of Christ. Okay? So, it's very important that we have the circulation of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Talk to somebody. We need the circulation of the Spirit. Okay. So, question two. Can you read the question together? Begin. This question is not easy, huh? It's not easy. You may have never encountered this question. Right, John Austin? You have never encountered this question. Nobody will ask this question. This is very, very tough question. And a hard question. Okay. How the church becomes the body of Christ? In order for us to understand, we need to define some of the words here. What is the church? What is body then? Again, right? Alright? Okay. The church means ecclesia in the Greek word, right? Means gather people. Now, here's a gathering people. People got together, Wonguk-dong, Sonbu-dong, or Wa-dong, or some of you from different cities. We gather together. Because we are believers of Jesus Christ, we gather together, right? That's ecclesia. That's ecclesia. Okay? You understand? It's a redeemed one. It's a regenerated one. You're saved. That, and you got together, that's a church. Okay? But, we need to become the body of Christ. The church, the gathered one, needs to become the body of Christ. Now, what is the function of the body? I just said the answer. The body functions. The church does not function, not necessarily function. Just gather, that's a church. But body needs to function. Body, parts of the body are connected. My fingers are connected, right? My arms are connected to the body, isn't it? To the head. All these parts of the body are connected and very much active. There's a circulation of the blood. There's a circulation of the Spirit. Do you understand? That's a body. Circulation of the Spirit is the answer for the becoming the body of Christ. So if there's a Spirit going on, Spirit flowing in this place, that's the body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah. This actually message is very, very important. Okay. I can preach just a message that's filled with grace and just God's love and, you know, just love of God, you know, and just feel good. Yeah, that's important too. But we have to know the body, the fellowship of the body of Christ. If not, then we cannot enjoy abundant blessings. You see, abundant blessings, abundant grace comes when we know and when we are connected in the body of Christ. Amen? So this is very important, alright? Okay, let's go. Alright, so We have to understand Romans 8 through 5 through 8, then we can understand chapter 12. Now, we're not going to go over all those chapters, right? We don't have time for that. We're going to do just a very quick overview of Romans 5 to 8, so that we can become the body of Christ. Okay, listen. We define the church and the sect, remember? Right? Sect is, they're not remaining the body of Christ. They're just believers. Okay? Now, the body of Christ is a believers, got together, not only got together, but they're connected, intimately connected, and there's a circulation of the Spirit. And they are functioning their role. Hallelujah. The entire body needs to function. Then we can say, oh, that's a healthy body. If only mouth is speaking, that's not healthy, right? Okay, so the body life, book of Romans, chapter 12 talks about the body life. So we need to understand chapter 12, but then in order for us to understand chapter 12, we need to understand chapter 5 through 8. Right, Brother Morris? This is very important. You're a theological student, so get this, huh? And you can write the paper about this. Your professor will be, where did you get this? His eyes will be open. Not many people know this. Okay, so chapter 12 is the key. Chapter 12 talks about body life. But then we must go through chapter 5 through 8. Amen?
Amen.
Talk to somebody. In order to see the body life on chapter 12, you must understand chapter 5 through 8. Talk to somebody. Say it. Did you say it? You have to keep on saying it. So say it so that it becomes yours. If you don't say it, after 10 minutes you forget. After 1 hour, you'll not remember. Okay, let's go. All right. Are you ready?
Amen.
No, you're not ready. Are you ready?
Amen.
Okay. All right. Chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. After this, today, when you go home, you can read, go over these chapters. Okay? 4 chapters. But chapter 5, everybody say, In Adam.
In Adam.
In Adam.
In Adam.
Read that phrase together. Ready? All men are joined to Adam. If you're a human being, if you're a man and woman, guess what? As soon as you're born, you are joined to Adam. You are Adam's descendant. Whether you like it or not, we are all from Adam. First Adam. Right?
Yeah.
You understand? Genesis, Adam and Eve. We are from Adam. Means all men are joined to Adam. Means that we are all sinners. And let's look at some of the scriptures. Okay. Therefore, Romans 12. Begin. Therefore, just as the sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men because all sin. Do you acknowledge that all sin?
Yes.
Time to time, when we are doing propagation, the evangelism, time to time, there's a person say, I never sin. I'm not a sinner. You're a sinner. And then they say, I'm not a sinner. Do you sin? No, I'm not a sinner. I never steal. I never commit adultery. I never kill, murder somebody. Therefore, I'm not a sinner. Really? You never hate somebody? Bible says when you hate somebody, you're a murderer. Huh? When you have a lust against a woman, that's a committing adultery. Same thing. Okay, anyway, you can show this verse. Okay? All sin. We are all connected to Adam. Okay, next verse. Next verse. Begin. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one. See, one man's offense, that's Adam. Right? And death reigned by one. They reign all humanity. Now this is a tragedy, isn't it? Through Adam, sin came in, and the death reigned all over the world. Okay, next. We are still on Romans 5. Begin. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the disobedience of one man, that's Adam. So chapter 5 is talking about Adam. Through one man, all became sinner. Okay? Alright, next. Chapter 6. Praise God, when we are born, We are connected, we are one with Adam. We are born sinners and we continuously sin. Because we are born sinner. Do you understand this? Why do you sin? Because you are born sinner. You became S-I-N, singular, sin, and you sinned in your life. Plural. Do you understand? Why do you lie? Because you're born liar. Why do you steal? Because you're born thief. Do you understand? All those elements are there. Thief or lying, right? The lust, all those are there in the flesh. That's Adam. Okay, anyway, praise God, chapter 6, there's a good news. In Christ. Everybody say, in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ. In Christ. The Bible, this is a secret. In Christ. You just circle all the in Christ, then you will realize so amazing gospel. Okay, the amazing good news, you can find it in Christ. Okay, we were in Adam, but now, by faith, we are in Christ. How is that? Okay, let's read that. All man has to be dealt with. Old man. That's Adam, right? Adam had to be dealt with. It has to be crucified with Christ. So in Christ, Jesus crucified Adam. How? God came, remember, in the flesh without sin, right? In the form of flesh. So he died on the cross and he dealt with the old man. Praise God, all men died on the cross.
Amen.
And guess what? If you believe this, it's yours. And you also died on the cross with Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at the next verse. 6:3. Go ahead. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus
have
been baptized into what? His death. So Christ's death is your death. His death is our death. This is amazing gospel. Okay? Only available in Christ. Okay, 6:4, begin. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death. Not only crucified with Christ, but not only through his death, but we were buried. You completely died and you buried. So, if I poke you like this, if I poke him like this, he's only saying, maybe if I poke him, this brother. He might punch me. He's very meek. He's he wants to say, but he's trying to. He's very meek. But this brother, if I poke him, I think he's gonna throw a punch. Bible says you're buried. But many times we are very much alive. Imagine this person is dead and buried, but all of a sudden he comes alive and then move around. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
In God's eyes, we are very scary. Because you were supposed to be dead and buried. Okay, this is all in Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
This is what happened in Christ.
Amen.
Okay, one more scripture. Ready? Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. So, old man crucified. Finished, right? Okay. Now, 6:11. Okay. So, also you reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but living to God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, before we were, Romans chapter 5, in Adam. We are one with Adam. We are sinners. We were, okay? We're going to die. Condemnation. Eternal lake of fire. That's what it is. But in Christ, now we are dead to sin. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are no longer sinners. But we are righteous.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
But this is not everything. There's another big problem. That's chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. In flesh. Everybody say in flesh.
In flesh.
Now this is the problem. The big problem. Okay? We are forgiven. We are redeemed, we are regenerated, but we still have the problem of the flesh. Oh my goodness. Now this flesh is tough one. You see, this flesh is tough. Because in spirit, it's already finished. But then, That's one side. Another side, we still have the flesh. Do you understand this? Okay, it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand, isn't it? Now, that's why we need to experience this now. Amen? Okay, we're going to try to understand and experience it. Okay, chapter 7 in flesh. Let's read together. Man should no longer live according to flesh. Now, this is the message. We are born again, redeemed, and regenerated. We need to live not according to the flesh. Okay, next, the verse. Let's go to some of the verses now. Romans 7:15-17. Begin. I do not understand. No longer I myself will do it, but it is sin living in me. Okay, so if you lie, who is doing it now? It's a sin. So this sin is living in me and you and us. Alright, now, even though we are born again, rebirth occurred in our spirit, regenerated in our spirit, we are children of God in our spirit, but there is a flesh problem. We have flesh. Right? God is in our spirit, Satan is in the flesh. So, God, between God and Satan, spirit and flesh, in the middle, there's a soul. That's us. That's you and me. So every day, we are fighting. We have a conflict. Okay? We have a war between spirit and flesh. God and the enemy. So if you choose spirit, you have life and peace. If you choose flesh, there's death. Do you understand? So Apostle Paul is saying, hey, even after I'm born again, I do not understand. So if you don't understand, okay, be comforted. Even Apostle Paul didn't understand. Okay, I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. Something that I want to do for God, glorify Him, I end up not doing it. But what I hate, I do. The things that pleases Satan, I end up doing it. You know what I'm saying? Not forgiving, lying, cheating, or selfish ambition, pride, arrogance, unbelief, laziness, all these things. Those things I don't want to do, I end up doing it. That's a big problem, isn't it? And verse 17 is, as it is no longer I myself. So this is the good news, brothers, sisters. The things that you do that God does not want, you're doing it, right? Who's doing it? It is sin. Sin living in you. Is there a solution? There is a solution. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The next verse, there's a solution. Okay, 7:23. Can we read it together? Begin. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. So there are two laws now. Law of life and life of life, law of spirit of life, and the law of sin and death. There are two different laws at work. Now you cannot overcome law of sin and death. The only way you and I, we can overcome the law of sin and death is through the law of the spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is the reason why only through the circulation of the spirit, the body life is possible. It does not happen in our soul. It does not happen in our flesh. The fellowship of the body of Christ, the true church life, only can happen in our spirit.
Amen.
So first you got to be born again. You need to be born again. But from that church, gather people. Now you need to become the body of Christ. By joining, remaining the body of Christ. And functioning of your role. And your function is to speak Christ.
Amen.
Say amen.
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 Amen. Your function is to speak Christ.
Amen.
This is the most important part of a member in the body of Christ. We need to speak Christ. Okay? From our spirit. We need to exercise our spirit. Okay, next verse. Again. Apostle Paul is not praying this prayer, right? Can we read this as if you are Apostle Paul? right? That you are struggling inside. Oh! Ready? Begin!
What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
I think somebody else can do it better. Anybody want to volunteer? You got to have the heart of Apostle Paul. Maybe you try so hard. I want to please the Lord. I want to glorify the Lord. But I end up sinning. I'm talking about. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about? You want to do good things for God, but you end up not doing it. You end up keep sinning, going after your flesh, pleasing your flesh, with your eyes, with your ears. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to read it with that kind of heart. Who would like to try? Who would like to try? Okay, you try. Stand up. When you stand up, you can project better.
Oh, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
Wow, you spoke like a gentleman. Very good, brother. Who else? Who else? I think someone. You will do it. Okay.
Oh, what a wretched man I am. Oh. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
You sound like a gentleman too. Amen. Amen. Huh? You will do better, right? Brother, you can try. You really have to speak from your heart. Yeah, you have to shout.
Oh.
Oh.
What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from the body of this death?
Wow. Much better, huh? Much better, isn't it? Much better, isn't it?
I've had so much experience.
Yeah. That's why. We can feel it. We can feel it inside. How about your brother, Maurice? You think you can do it? Try.
Huh? Oh. What a rich man. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
You sound like a beggar. I think you're hungry, brother. Sisters, please give me some food. Sorry, brother, we love you. Oh, we have Brother Renato is here. Oh, maybe I think he could do better. Come on now, you really have to speak it with the heart of Apostle Paul. Try.
What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
Gentlemen. We have a three gentlemen and one beggar. Oh, what a wretch man I am! Who will rescue me? Who will rescue me from this body of death? Agony! Agony! I believe Apostle Paul was saying this with agony. Because he had such a holy desire to please God. But then his flesh is dragging him down to the lake of fire. So there's a strong conflict, right? Okay, brothers and sisters, this is my point. Is there a solution to this problem?
Yes.
Yes, there's a solution. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Are you ready for solution?
Yes.
Okay, next one. That is chapter 8.
Amen.
Praise God for chapter 8. Come on, somebody shout. Praise God for chapter 8.
Praise God for Romans chapter
8. If no Romans chapter 8, there is no church life. You see, Romans chapter 12 is church life, and it comes after chapter 8. So you and I, we must go through chapter 5 through 8 to be able to experience the fellowship of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
God desires all of us to experience the fellowship of the body of Christ. In order to do that, we need to experience chapter 8. Now let's go. Oh, no, before. Man should live according to the Spirit. Chapter 7 was man should live according to the flesh. But chapter 8 is a spirit. What's the verse? Okay, ready? Romans 8:2. Begin.
Because through the flesh is the
Set me free!
Amen.
Free from the law of sin and death!
Amen.
Some of you, brothers and sisters, you know, deep in your heart, that you try over and over and over again to be set free from certain sin and death of your life. You know what I'm talking about. You try so hard, right? To be set free from this law of sin and death. But the more you try, the more miserable you become. The more guilty person you become. The more condemned, right? More condemnation, isn't it? Because we try with our own effort. But praise God for the law of the Spirit of life. The law of the Spirit of life will set us free. Remember, there's a law. The law of gravity. The law of gravity. Remember this law. There are two laws, right?
Yeah.
These laws we cannot overcome with our soul, with our own effort. The law of gravity. You know gravity, right? So if I drop this, what's going to happen? Why? Why is it going to go down? That's a law. Law. You cannot go against the law. The law is very strong force. You understand? The law is very strong force. That's working in you. And the law of sin and death will pull you down to the lake of fire, to hell. Right? Every day it will try to drag you down. Do you understand? This law of sin and death is so powerful. But the law of Spirit of life,
amen,
will enable you to overcome.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, brother, let's go. Let's go now. So I'm almost done now. What is it? Let's go. Okay, next. Yeah, let's read this together. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit
is
life. So I told you, your life, my life, the believer's life is a spiritual warfare. There's a war going on now. Where? In your mind. That's your soul. Spirit and flesh, they're on war. They're fighting together. God and the enemy, right? They're on the war now. In your soul, your mind is in between. So if you set your mind on the Spirit, life and peace. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you have life and peace?
Amen.
That means you're setting the Spirit. But if you set on the flesh, it's death, darkness, depression, worry, anxiety, fear. So if you have this, your mind is set on the flesh. So there's a way, if your mind is on the flesh, there's a way to shift it, to move it from the flesh to the Spirit. There's a way to move from flesh to the Spirit. There's a way to do this. And this is the gospel. And this is a way we can exercise every day. And if we do this, you can live in your Spirit. You can live in your joy Spirit, one Spirit, amen? You can live in the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Then you can live and enjoy church life, body life. Okay, next. So, okay. Next. Okay, can we read this together, brothers? Okay, ready? Begin. Okay, this is some of you very hard to understand. Oh, what is this? Welcome to the graduate school. We need to graduate the elementary school, right? Always talking about love of God, grace. We need to grow up. Amen?
Amen.
You agree we need to grow up?
Yes.
Okay, so why when we live in the Spirit, the fellowship of the body is possible? Because of the Spirit is compound Spirit. You see this? The circulation of the Spirit, and the Spirit, is we're talking about compound Spirit. Compound means together. Okay, it's not, there's not only one element, there are many elements to it. This compound Spirit includes, everybody say divinity.
Divinity.
This is a graduate school, repeat after me. Divinity.
Divinity.
Divinity, okay, it only belongs to God. Triune God, right?
Amen.
We are humanity. So Jesus divinity means Jesus is God. And Jesus humanity. Humanity of Jesus. And Christ's person.
Christ is
say it, Christ's person.
Christ is person.
He's a person.
Person.
He lives in you. He wants to control you. He wants to reign over you. And Christ is death. Christ is resurrection. All these are included and is circulating. How is that? This is a miracle. This is amazing. In your spirit, Christ, who is life-giving spirit and includes humanity of Jesus, divinity of Jesus, crucifixion, resurrection, all are included. Even his human life. This is the reason why you and I, we can live like God in life and nature. Do you understand? This compound spirit enables us, encourages us to live like God. We can forgive other people like God. We can love other people like God. Do you understand? Praise God for this. This is called church life. Wonderful, huh? Okay, next. Okay, so can you read the question now? Begin. Do you want the compound spirit to flow and circulate abundantly? Yes, raise your hand. Do you want this spirit to flow within us? In your family, do you want? Do you want it? Okay then, what is the answer? Then, call on his name. Romans 10:12, ready, begin.
Reach to all who call upon him.
One more time.
Reach to all who call upon him.
Do you know how much richness of God? You cannot even imagine. All this divinity, humanity, person, crucifixion, resurrection, all these are included. The richness of the triune God, you can experience it when you call on his name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This is one of the greatest exercise we can do as a believers. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's read that phrase, the paragraph. Ready? Begin. The more we call on the Lord with a loud voice, the more our spirit is released. And the more we are healed and strengthened. Amen. How many of you want to be healed and strengthened?
Amen.
You have to call on his name. Okay? If we are always quiet and shut up within ourselves, we will be very weak. Did you notice that those people who are sick, they're always quiet? They don't talk. Did you notice that? When you have a cold flu, bad cold flu, and you are really sick, you don't talk. Right? Do you understand? When there's a person who's full of life, they will talk. Look at the kids. They're full of life, isn't it? They walk around, they run around, they don't care. They just run around, walk around. What do? They keep on talking. She keeps on talking, right? Why? Full of life. She always talking. She wants to go around everywhere. Why she likes here? The meeting hall, because it's big. And she wants to run around, right? Your house is small. Do you understand? Where there's a life, there's a noise, there's a loudness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our service, our meeting, Lord's Day meeting, should be celebration.
Amen.
Should be a feast.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not like a funeral service, but like a wedding feast.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to open our mouth and call on his name.
Amen.
Okay, so what is the name? Okay, our calling on the name of the Lord causes the Spirit to circulate within us. So every time you call on His name, Spirit circulates, Spirit moves, Spirit is released. Now, somebody call Paul. I'm going to be looking here. Somebody call Brother Paul. Somebody call me.
Brother Paul.
Yes. Do you see? She just called my name, and I turn around and say, yes. Listen, when you call Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, he will turn around.
Amen.
Yes, my brother, my sons, my children, yes, what can I do for you? Do you understand? The moment you call in his name, the Spirit circulates, flow. This is the reason why we need to call in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm confident and I'm confirmed today that if we call on his name from our spirit, really call on his name from our spirit, I'm confident there's going to be revival.
Amen.
There's going to be revival.
Amen.
There's going to be revival, not here, not just only at our church, but there's going to be revival in your family, right? Your workplace, your business. There's going to be revival.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Everything is under His feet, isn't it? Amen. Under the feet of Jesus, everything is under His feet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, we want to, okay. The word call is loud voice, okay? And then, okay. Cry out means loud voice. Call on. Okay, so, Jeremiah 33, let's go. Okay, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Ready? Begin.
Call out to me, and I will answer you.
That word call in Hebrew, it means Quora, Q-A-R-A. Quora means you call on the name, of, you call on Him, okay, to the degree, extension of degree where your intestine is. Your intestine is, you know, well, how should we say? Yes, your intestine is squeezing.
Strangling.
You cry out too strongly, too much, that you feel cramp in your intestine. Have you ever called like that? Bible says, call unto me, and I will answer. I tell you, and tell you what? Great and hidden things, unsearchable things, which you do not know. Which is Christ Himself. All this compound spirit. This all-inclusive Christ, the good land, you begin to experience it. How is that?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do you need breakthrough in your life?
Amen.
You need breakthrough in your life?
Yes.
Call on His name.
Amen.
You need blessings of God?
Yes.
Call on His name.
Amen.
Oh, you need a miracle?
Amen.
You need a miracle?
Yes.
Call on His name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You need a transformation in your life?
Amen.
You need a change in your life?
Amen.
Call on His name. There's going to be breakthrough.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I've been speaking since yesterday. Many, many hours I spoke. I'm losing my voice here. But I'm sure you have a very healthy and handsome masculine voice now. Right? Do you, right? You have, right?
Amen.
All right. So I expect a strong release from your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's all stand together. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yeah, we all stand together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
No, you're not ready. Ready?
Amen.
Ready?
Amen.
Listen. Don't, if you call from your just outside your spirit, it will not work. Okay, so it has to come from your spirit. All right, but as you cry out loudly, okay, it will help you. It will help your spirit to be released. Do you understand? Because now you have a body that's outer element, and then when you go inside your body, there's a soul which you cannot see, but inside the soul there's a spirit. So this spirit is hidden within your soul. So it needs to be released. That's a Christ. That's the Spirit, right?
Do
you understand? So you have to open your mouth wide. Alright? You have to go through the element of body and soul into the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you do it?
Amen.
Oh, that's called, oh Lord Jesus. Ready? Begin.
Oh Lord.